Despite mounting sanctions, the Kremlin is projecting confidence. A spokesman telling the West today, go ahead, punish us, we are not scared.
And calling those long lines at Russian banks and ATMs a hyper-emotional reaction from the Russian public. Regular people like this man, though, are bearing the brunt of those financial measures.
You don't have any cash?
And this bank don't have cash.
So you couldn't get cash out of this bank?
No. Okay.
Why?
You know.
And Russians abroad are also facing issues getting home. Their flights cancelled and bank cards are not accepted. Visa and MasterCard now blocking some transactions because of the sanctions. Joining the list of companies altering their business practices in Russia, Apple, Nike, General Motors, our parent company Disney, the National Hockey League and TikTok. And tonight, with Russia increasingly cut off, Vladimir Putin's state of mind is now in question as he unleashes that attack on Ukraine.
I will tell you, certainly, the rhetoric, the actions, the justification that he's making for his actions are certainly deeply concerning to us.
And we're joined now by James Longman in Moscow. And James, in a real sign that these sanctions might be affecting not only Russia, but the Russian people directly, what have you seen about the value of the ruble tonight?
Well, David, the ruble is now worth less than a cent against the dollar. And tonight, Putin is so worried about capital flight, he has banned all individuals from taking more than $10,000 out of this country. This is dark days for Russia.